This show is brought to you by the Medium Evaluation Certification Program of Forever Family Foundation as a service to the public. The purpose of the classification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without the use of deception or fraud. Each medium works in their own unique way, but all Forever Family Foundation certified mediums have successfully been through our evaluation and certification process. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and as always, we'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. Now, here's the phone number, but I have to tell you guys, our phone lines are loaded, and we want you to try to wait on the next show until the show starts, or at least pretty close to it, because it's really hard for people to get through. Here's our number, just in case, 1-888-627-6008. And if you call in, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Excuse me. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you're a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org, or you can give us a call at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Gina Simone, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Our summer grief retreat is coming up next month, and we'll be back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. Now, the dates for this event are set for Friday, August 17th, through Sunday, August 19th. And I've got to tell you, folks, this is such an amazing and healing event. Our certified mediums will be there along with some of our other facilitators. So if you'd like to attend, you can sign up right from our website, but do it soon so that you don't miss out on this. And we also have another medium convention coming up called Mediums Behind the Scenes. This will be on November 9th through the 11th at the Holiday Inn in Fort Myers, Florida. You'll spend the weekend with six of our certified mediums as well as other afterlife experts. This will be a fun weekend. It will feature an extraordinary program of spirit communication, mind reading, spirit art, spoon bending, out-of-body experiences, and much more. So we hope that you'll join us for that. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for tonight. We'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So on that note, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Gina Simone, and Gina has felt the presence of spirit since the age of 11, and as often happens with children, she dismissed her abilities due to fear and the inability to process what was happening. After significant study and mentorship, Gina has blossomed into the evidential medium that she is today. In addition to being a certified medium for the Forever Family Foundation, she also teaches her clients how to communicate and connect with their own loved ones in spirit. And we're so happy to have her with us this evening. Hi, Gina. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. I'm so excited and so happy to be here tonight.
We're happy to have you here. This is the first time you're on the show, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I've been a certified medium now for 3 years, and this is my first time on the show.
Awesome.
I have done, by the way, just to let all the audience members out there know, I've done the grief retreat. I've also done the mediums convention in November in Florida. I have to tell you, these are amazing events. Get to know the medium time. There's a lot of readings available, a lot of learning. So for those of you who are hemming or hawing or thinking, should I go? Should I not go? I will tell you, you walk away having had such a beautiful weekend experience. So I highly recommend both events.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I've done these events as well, both of them, and they're just fabulous. You know, and they're just so healing. Everybody gets so much healing out of that.
So true.
We have a few minutes to chat before we go to the phone lines, and I know that all mediums, all of us, right, we're all a little bit different when it comes to how we work, meaning how we receive and interpret information from spirit. So maybe you can share with our listeners a little bit about how you came to this process. What is that like for you? What do you notice about that?
Well, like you said, we're all different. It would be almost like saying, you know, is every artist use the same modality? They don't. Or does every pianist play the same way? They don't. That's the way,
right,
as a medium, our gifts come through very different. We have mediums who perhaps work more with children or with pets on the other side. We have other mediums who perhaps have experience with drugs or mental illness in their lives. And basically what happens is that our gifts come through the way that, for me especially, the way that it's interpreted is through my own experiences. So your loved ones on the other side will show me experiences in my mind of perhaps a family member of what they went
mm-hmm.
through or something that
right.
I went through
right.
myself. And as we're going through that interpretation, I always say to my clients before when we sit in a session that this is sort of like that game Pictionary for me, where someone is trying to draw a picture and I'm trying to interpret, well, what could this person possibly be drawing? And that's what your
right.
loved ones are doing on the other side. They're communicating in pictures or feelings or mm-hmm. or an experience from the past. They're pulling from my memory bank, so to speak, my filing cabinet, and they're showing me things. And we're, as mediums, we're always interpreting, which is why every medium is very, very different than the
right.
one before.
Yeah.
And our own gifts as time goes on also changes. So it's just this whole game of interpretation. That's what the medium is trying to figure out. What is your loved one trying to tell me?
Exactly. Yeah, I agree with all that. And I sometimes say also, you know, to the same point, spirits can only use whatever information we already have, you know, in our minds,
right.
whatever our references are, you know, so they like to play with us a little bit, you know, kind of tap into that.
They do.
Also.
And I just want to bring up one little experience I had a couple of weeks ago. I actually had a woman client and her father on the other side just kept pouring these big boxes of salt in front of me. So I just kept pouring the salt. And I said, oh my good. And I'd ask him in my mind, you know, give me something else. And he said, nope. And he just kept pouring salt. And I finally turned to her and I said, your father doesn't stop pouring the salt. What does the salt mean? Because I'm thinking, what could that mean? And
right.
she said, my father had this tradition or this superstition that any time you were having difficulty in your life, you were supposed to pour salt in a little baggie and then carry it in your pocket or carry it in your pocketbook. So he was giving that evidential
right.
information of, this is what I need her to do. And like you said, if we don't have that reference in our memory bank, spirit
right.
can bring us to the next thing that we'll validate. And we could say, hey, this is what they're showing me. How does this connect with you? And then the sitter can validate exactly what their loved one is showing us.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I love the way spirit communicates. I mean, they always find a way to get through to us. Usually,
they do.
I mean, just so that our listeners understand, for us, for almost all of us who do this work, most of the information almost always comes through symbolically. So we always have to have a way to interpret the symbolism and try, like you said, figure out, my gosh, why is he
right.
showing me all these bags of salt, you know? So because
right.
for us, it doesn't make sense. I always tell people, think of me like your interpreter. You know,
right.
and then you've got to tell me how you understand the information when I bring it through to you, because most of the time, you know, we certainly don't get it.
Exactly.
So we have about a minute or so before we have to go to our first break, but are there any nice calendar events here coming up for you? What do you have happening?
Well, on my website every month, I kind of list the events that are going on. Every month I have some sort of restaurant and mediumship kind of event going on. But the big event
okay.
that I'm very, very excited to share with everyone is this beautiful seminar, spiritual seminar that we're having here in Smithtown, New York on Saturday, October 27th. It is with the author, Paul Young. He's the author of the book, The Shack. It was also made into a movie a couple of years ago. And for those of you who have not heard of The Shack, definitely look it on Kindle or look it up in the movie theaters. But it's basically, it's a book that wrestles with the timeless question of where is God in a world so filled with unspeakable pain? When we lose someone who was so tender and dear to us, where is that faith and God connection? And it's just such an amazing book about keeping the faith and keeping the trust that there's a higher purpose to what happens to us in this lifetime. So we're doing this beautiful seminar. Those who are interested who will be on Long Island on October 27th, you can look on my website and you can get more information.
Okay, that sounds fascinating. So guys, go to Gina's website, GinaSimoneMedium.com, and check out what she's going on, has going on there. You'll find this event and some other things that she has. So we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Gina Simone, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org Grief and Loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Gina Simone. So we're going to go take a few calls now, go to our phone lines. And before we take our first caller, I just want to mention that our phone lines light up like crazy. And I'm just going to remind you guys again, try not to call in too early before the show, because it actually sometimes prevents us from starting on time because we don't have lines out. But we always try to get to as many calls as we can. For those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air, we just want to hear your voice. It helps us to connect with Spirit. So I'm going to ask you if you'd like a connection to Spirit or if you have a question for us. Okay, so you ready to go, Gina?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's get to our first caller. We have Debbie calling in from California. Are you with us, Debbie?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a little mini reading, or did you have a question?
I would love a mini reading. I'd appreciate that very much.
Okay, I'm going to turn you right over to Gina.
Okay. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi, Gina. I'm good. And yourself?
Very, very good. Okay. So the way that I get is I get my information from Spirit. They're going to show me signs and symbols to connect to them and any messages that they want to bring through. The first energy that I'm getting is I'm getting a male, and he's showing me young male. So this would be anywhere between like 20 and 45. I'm getting like that kind of feeling. I don't know if this is either a brother, but I'm getting a young feel, and then he's showing me an initial R connected, showing me you connecting to an initial R. So I don't know if this is either his initial or somehow you guys connect to the letter R. Do you understand the young male who's crossed over between 20 and 45?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, he's going to his chest, and whenever they go to the chest, that to me is either the heart or the lungs. He also says something about not being able to say goodbye to you before his crossing. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Now, he also shows me, he's pulling out a little candle, and he's putting it on a cake, and typically that is my sign from Spirit acknowledging that there is a birthday around this time. So today is the 19th. That, for me, would have either been a birthday about 2 weeks ago or one that is coming up in about 2 weeks. Now, also, I've been noticing lately that candles and cakes can also mean some sort of celebration or anniversary, so he's showing me some sort of special date, like I said, about 2 weeks prior or about in another 2 weeks. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, I don't know, are you either moving, because he keeps showing me almost like shifting you out of like home. Whenever I see moving, that's shifting out of home or shifting out of work. But he shows me some sort of change, and I'm getting a moving though, because he keeps showing me something about packing boxes. Who's moving around you? Because he shows me the moving.
Okay, I hadn't quite planned that one yet, but...
Okay, do you understand? Because he's acknowledging sometimes Spirit will show us something that we're going through right now or something that we're about to embark on. This is kind of their way of just trying to validate that they're still with us, but he is showing me almost like moving boxes, because I'm getting... that's what I'm doing. He's showing me boxes, filling boxes, packing tape, the whole thing. So he's bringing me to some sort of move that someone in the family is either thinking of or going through at this time.
Okay, yes, that would be my father having to move to an assisted living facility eventually.
Okay, now here's the thing. What he shows me is with Dad, there's something about him being stubborn, because this gentleman, the young. How do you connect to the young male? Because he doesn't necessarily show me the relationship, but he is showing me, like I said, between like 20 and 45. How do you connect with him? Is this your brother?
It would be a friend of my son.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now here's the thing: is they're acknowledging something about. And did you understand the R initial that I said before?
Everybody in my family has R's. pretty much.
Okay, perfect. Because when I see an R, to me, that's Richard or Robert, but of course there can be other type of R names like Ronald or Ralph. Now, I'm also getting a female on the other side, motherly energy that's stepping forward. She's definitely going to her chest. Now, motherly energy to me can be mom, but like my grandmother was like a second mom to me in my lifetime, so I'm getting a motherly energy that's stepping forward with this young male. You lost your mom on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Because she's actually the one, it wasn't the young male who was speaking before. What she wants to now talk about dad, and what she shows me with dad is there's a little bit of either pressing his heels in the ground or being a little stubborn about not wanting to either move or not wanting to be placed somewhere, because she says this is going to be a little bit of a fight. Do you understand? She's giving me that feeling of him being stubborn. Okay. Now, is there something, she shows me him being kind of immobile at this point, and I'm also seeing a fall, because I'm seeing him fall, and then I'm almost, I don't know if he either hit his head when he fell, but there's some sort of recent fall that kind of made everything, I'm almost getting a snowball down the mountain, because I'm getting a feeling of that fall kind of started everything tumbling out of control with his health.
Yes.
Okay, because she's acknowledging that fall being sort of like the beginning of all of his health issues. She is saying that he is kind of like pressing his heels into the ground, saying kind of like he wants to be stubborn, and he's kind of making this, it has to be under his terms. So there's going to be a little bit of difficulty with him getting on board with all of this. Now, is there something how you keep like a sweater of hers? Because she shows me like a sweater or a jacket, and she's putting it over her shoulders, and typically that's my sign for some article of clothing is kept hanging up that is taken out and either held or pressed against your chest, and I'm seeing you bury your nose into it. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because what she says is that she says, you can still smell me, so I don't know if this is either a sweater or a coat or what it is that you press up against you, but she shows me that you can still smell her, and she says, I want my daughter to know, she says that in those moments, she says, I'm putting my arms around her, and I'm letting her know that I'm literally right there, right beside her. Because she keeps telling, and there's also something about you not having enough dreams about her. Because she keeps showing me something about you wanting to see her more in dreams.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what she's saying is sometimes it's difficult for her to come to you in dreams. What she's actually asking you to do is when you go to sleep at night, and this also pertains to other people who are other callers that are listening in, what your mom shows me is my sign for if I can't get to my loved one, please have them ask to come to me where I am. Sometimes it's a lot easier for us to ask for us to move to where they are rather than them trying to change their vibration to come into our dream. So she's saying, instead of me coming to you, which is a little bit more difficult, she said, it would be a lot easier if you just asked me to bring you to where I am. And then this way you can see her. Because what I keep seeing is she almost makes me feel like you're always asking for signs.
Yes.
You understand? Okay. Mm-hmm. Because she's like, okay, all right, let me just finish up. She says, you'll go shopping, you'll go here, you'll go there, and you're always saying, Mom, send me a sign, Mom, send me a sign. And she says, I can't quite catch up with all the signs that she wants. She just wants you to know, she says, when you go to sleep, she says, ask me to bring you to where I am. She goes, so that you can see me, because she wants to start appearing in dreams. It's just hard for her to get through.
All righty, I think we're going to have to leave it
here. So thank you.
But Debbie, thank you for calling into the show, and I hope that this helped just a tiny bit.
It did. Thank you so much.
You are
thank
very,
you, Debbie.
Welcome.
Take care.
All righty, we're going to get to our next caller. Okay, Alicia, welcome to the show. Where are you calling in from?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay, great.
Steelers country! Steelers country!
Yes. Well, Gina's got you now, so go ahead, Gina.
How are you, Alicia? Are you a Steeler fan?
Somewhat of it.
Okay. My family is huge Steeler fans. That's why every time I hear Pittsburgh, I'm always like, okay, black and gold. Okay, so you're looking for a reading? I'm sorry, I didn't hear Doreen ask you.
Yes, I'm looking for a reading.
Okay. Now, Alicia, I'm getting this very strong baby vibe. Did someone have a miscarriage or lose a baby? Because I'm getting a baby energy on the other side.
Not that I know of.
Okay. I keep seeing baby. Let me just see what they're showing me. All right. I'm also getting a female energy stepping forward, and I'm getting something connected to Cancer. She feels a little bit young to me, so is there someone that you know that crossed, like, between, I'm almost getting like 35, 40. She's showing me around that age.
I have.
Do you understand that?
I had my sister recently, but she was 31, and it wasn't from cancer.
Okay, let me just see, because I was getting, sometimes we get a little bit of piggybacking, and what that, for me at least, and what that means is that there might be several spirits are trying to come through at the same time, and because we need to plug in very quickly, I was getting a young female that was stepping forward. She snaps her fingers, which shows me a very fast passing. Does she connect, or do you connect to the month of March?
Yeah.
Okay, because she was showing me some sort of connection. So what Spirit will do is they'll give this evidential information of. They'll either give me an initial or they'll give me a date. I keep seeing March, and then are there two birthdays in March, or are there two significant dates in March? Because she keeps pointing to March, and then she shows me, like, two dates. So I don't know if this is either two birthdays or two celebrations.
Actually, she died on my mother's birthday.
Okay, all right, because that's what she was showing me, the significance of, like, I was almost getting like two events in the same time. Okay, perfect. Do you wear her clothing or borrow her clothing? Or I almost see like she's showing me like when your sisters and you go into someone's closet and you take the clothes out and you wear them, like you wear each other's clothes. She's showing me that. That's how she's interpreting something about you either wearing her clothes or putting on her clothes.
I never wear her clothing now.
Okay, she keeps showing me something about wearing the clothing. I'm trying to understand what she's showing me. Okay, she also goes to, she shows me she snaps her fingers, shows me a very fast passing, and she says, okay, are you holding her picture right now, or is her picture right in front of you? Because she shows me her picture right in front of you right now, wherever you're sitting, standing, wherever you're taking this call.
No, I was just sitting next to it whenever you called my name, but I moved.
Okay, perfect. Okay, because what she showed me was the validation that she was literally right beside you, and she showed me her picture being, like, right there. So wherever you were before you actually got onto this call, she's validating that she was there, sitting there right beside you. Now, is she showing me an M name? I'm getting an M name, which to me is either like a Michelle or a Mary. How do you connect with the M name?
I have no clue.
Okay, she's showing me an M. She says, she's showing me that relates to her and you. What's the M name?
I mean, I don't really know. I mean, I just married my husband, Mike.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and was there something about you carrying something of hers down the aisle when you walked? Because she shows me that she walked with you down the aisle. That's what she keeps showing me. She keeps showing me walking down the aisle. And has she gone like 6 months ago? Because she shows me something about very recent passing.
She passed away 4 months ago.
I'm sorry?
She passed away in March.
Okay, that's why she was showing me. She was showing me something about being just recently. This is a brand new soul on the other side. So what's happening is, for me at least, some souls who've been there just for a shorter amount of time, I just have a little bit of trouble trying to plug into them, and certainly within a few minutes, I just want to validate that she's with you. And she does show me baby. I have to be honest, there's baby here. So I don't know if you either are trying to get pregnant, but she keeps telling me there's baby, and then she shows me a little baby girl. So if you are trying to get pregnant, she makes me feel like this is going to happen very quickly, because she says she's bringing you a baby. She's holding a baby in a little pink, she's wrapping it in a little pink blanket, and she shows me now bringing that to you. So again, if you and your husband are trying to get pregnant, she shows me bringing that. And there's something about her voice is recorded somewhere that you can still hear her voice. Do you understand?
I don't. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know of anything.
No, because she keeps showing me something about her voice is recorded. And is there something about March 5th or March 4th? Because she's bringing me to that.
We have a few more seconds on this call.
Yep.
Okay.
Sister is bringing through is she's telling me someone has her voice recorded on something. So I don't know if this is either another cousin or another sibling. She shows me her voice is recorded somewhere. She says, please don't worry about me. She said, I'm in peace at the other side. She is acknowledging the marriage, and she's also, because she was saying something about walking down the aisle with you. And she's also letting you know that she's bringing a baby for you. So if you're trying to get pregnant, she shows me almost by August, September, this will happen. So she keeps talking about a very fast pregnancy. So thank you, Alicia.
All righty. We're going to leave it there with you. I hope this helped you, Alicia.
Very helpful. Yeah.
All righty. You be well. Take care. All right. So we've got time maybe for one more call. Let's get to our next caller. We have Glenda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Glenda?
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Glenda. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Gina?
Very good. Okay, so I'm getting two males coming through for you. One has got a fatherly energy, which to me could be father or grandfather, even an uncle who's like a father, but I'm getting a father energy. And then do you know someone, I'm getting almost like, I'm getting someone your age, I'm getting something like a husband energy. Who lost the husband?
I did.
Okay, because I'm getting two males. And can you connect with the father energy as well? Because I'm getting two males stepping forward. One's got the husband energy to it. The other one is like a father. Your dad or father-in-law on the other side?
I never had a connection with my father, but I do
Doesn't
have a
matter.
Friend who was... Okay. Okay.
No, this is a fatherly figure. So I'm getting someone who was like a father to you. It doesn't have to be the biological father. It can just be father figure, which to me could be like a father-in-law. It could be someone who's like a father figure.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. Now, two for me are piggybacking, so I want to be able to pull them apart. Is there something about I'm getting a military connection with one of them because they're saluting, so I want to identify the military. So to me, that would be uniform, police officer, fireman, or some sort of military.
Okay, that's true, yes.
Okay, I want to be able to pull them apart because in my head they're coming through together. So if you could just help me, where is the military? I'm getting the uniform feel, and I want to pull these two spirit energies from each other. Who's connected to the uniform?
Well, they were in the military at one point or another.
Okay. Now, I'm also talking
to my father-in-law, my grandfather, my husband, they all were.
Okay. Is there something how you have, I'm almost getting from the, I think this might be the father-in-law, something about the father-in-law and the husband. Is there something how you still have military tags or coins of getting medals connected to both of them? Almost as if something were passed down to the son and your husband, then your husband passes and you have both, because I'm seeing two sets. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, because they're showing me something about either medals or tags or something of both of them being together, I almost want to say in the same location or the same box. Now, I'm also getting a dog on the other side. I'm getting a large dog. So to me, that's either like a shepherd mix, lab mix, but all of a sudden there's a very large dog that starts running around both of them. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, so all of a sudden the father-in-law and the husband are standing together and they're showing me the dog stepping forward on the other side. And I'm supposed to tell you something about the curtains that you just changed or the drapes that you just changed or took down. They keep showing me something about you either changing curtains or drapes in your home.
Okay, I purchased some, but I haven't put them up yet. I guess I'm a little
okay.
Lax in that.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. Because they're just acknowledging something about the new drapes or the new curtains, and they're acknowledging that because this is what Spirit does, is to try to let us know, listen, when you were doing X, Y, and Z, I was literally standing right there. Now, your husband shows me something about, is there like pillows that were made out of clothing for him, or was there something that the clothing was transformed into something else?
What's really strange, my husband, we're estranged at this moment. Not the one that passed, obviously, my second husband. When my mom passed, we had bought her a sweatshirt that stated, "Grandmas give the best hugs." And my second husband was exceptionally close to my mother. So he asked if he can have her sweatshirt that she was wearing when she passed. And he washed it, and he's never washed anything and made a pillow out of it. He stuffed it in the pillowcase. It closed.
Because what's happening now is, for me specifically as a medium, sometimes a loved one will come through, but they won't say, "Hey, it's mom and I'm here." Suddenly they'll show me a month that's connected to them. Or in this case, she was showing me something about something being stuffed. I kept seeing like almost like how you take a t-shirt and you stuff it and you make a pillow. So this is how your mom is now stepping forward to let you know she's kind of got all of them and she's got them all under control is what I was hearing. I keep getting this. I don't know. She spins like a million plates. I almost feel like she's someone who used to get a lot done in a day because she's doing like a million things all at the same time. She also says, does he lay on that pillow? Because I almost see like not only did he get it stuffed, but now he also uses it to lay on it. And wait,
you know,
this is really weird.
When he and I broke up, you know, we're separated. He didn't even ask me. He took it and he said, "It's mine because I was close to her as you were, and I'm like, no, she was only your mother-in-law a couple of years, but she's been my mom my whole life.
Okay, perfect. What she's acknowledging is that he does lay on this pillow, and she's so happy about this because she says it keeps her memory alive. And she said that even though he won't give it up, I almost feel like you have another clothing item. She says that you can almost do this yourself, so you don't have to have that particular sweatshirt. But she says it's okay if he has it. Take another one of my shirts, my blouses, have them stuffed, and then you'll have something. So she just wants to say she's around you. Your husband is also crossed over. He's with you, and your father-in-law is there. They're all watching out over you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. Hope this helps.
Thank you both very much. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere, anyone. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Gina Simone, but before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in. There are places like 1-800-Flowers, Expedia, Lord & Taylor, Nordstrom, Sirius Radio, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. We've got time for just maybe a couple of more callers. Let's go to Sarah. Is Sarah there calling in from New York? Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show. I'm going to turn you right over to Gina.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very good. Do you want a reading or did you have a question?
I would love a reading.
Okay, great. How do you connect with the name Joe? I keep hearing the name Joe. I was actually hearing it before I actually spoke to heard your voice. How do you connect to the name Joe, Joseph, J-O, which could also be John to me, but I'm getting the name J-O.
Somebody that's already crossed over, is that who you're referring to?
Yes,
or
yes.
Okay. I know, well, my grandfather's name is George, so I don't know.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'm getting the J-O-N kind of name. And some spirits come through very, very solid, very quick. They plug right into me. Others just take a little bit more time. So your grandfather is stepping forward. He's saying hello. Now I'm also getting a female on the other side, mother energy. But is your mother-in-law on the other side? Because I keep seeing mother-in-law.
No.
Does that make sense? Okay, getting mother energy, and mother energy to me, again, is if you heard from the other readings, can be mom, can also be grandmother. How do you connect with the mother energy on the other side?
It would be either my grandmother or my aunt.
Okay, perfect. I want to go to the aunt energy. Okay, who's Catherine Kelly? I'm getting a C or K name.
K name.
I'm getting a K sound name. She's stepping forward and she's showing me a cuss. So to me, that would be Carol, Catherine. I'm getting the C or K. She's going to her chest. She shows me difficulty breathing towards the end of her life. And I'm also getting something about a diagnosis that came through either too late or something about a diagnosis where she either didn't get it until the very end or the doctors weren't giving her the right diagnosis. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So your aunt is just stepping forward. She's giving you a big kiss on your forehead. She's letting you know that she's right there beside you. And she wanted you to know that regardless of the diagnosis that was given or any kind of experimental medication that they were supposed to give her at the very end, nothing was going to, unfortunately, change the direction of this illness taking over. She does take responsibility for this. So I'm almost feeling like someone who either didn't feel well and didn't go to the doctor right away, but she's taking that kind of responsibility to say that she's okay on the other side. She's also standing right next to your grandmother and your grandfather, who's saluting, which shows me some sort of military or uniform feel. But your aunt keeps saying, she says she's on the other side, and she also talks about a wedding coming up. She's acknowledging a wedding that is coming up, or someone who just got engaged or an engagement, because she shows me some sort of celebration of wedding.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So she's acknowledging that because she says, please know that loved ones on the other side will be there at the wedding. And do you have either rosaries or a cross connected to her?
Well, I have rosaries that are connected to probably everybody.
Okay, perfect, because she was showing me something about the significance of having rosaries, and one of them is either been blessed by the Pope or something about went to the Vatican or came back from the Vatican, that she's showing me, the loved ones are showing me that there's something about a rosary that you have that was blessed by, I want to say, the Vatican or the Pope.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, perfect. She says, your loved ones on the other side say, to use that rosary to hold it in times when you're going through very difficult times because it's been blessed by the Pope. It brings a lot of healing. She and your grandmother and Grandpa George want you to know they're okay on the other side. And they said, don't worry, we're fine. And we're sending a lot of blessings to you. So just know that they're watching out over you. They're protecting you. And they said that they're always with you. Something about Grandpa George says, look for the dimes. He's showing me dimes because I'm getting a connection to dimes as a sign for him. So thank you so much, Sarah.
Okay,
thank you for calling
you.
In.
Thanks, Sarah.
Right, okay, have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. I think we have time to squeeze in maybe one more call. Let's go to Kathleen calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes. Hi. How you doing?
Hi. We're
hi,
great.
Kathleen. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
You're very welcome. Okay, so Kathleen, did you want to connect with Spirit, or did you have a question?
Connection, please.
Okay, so the first person that I'm feeling stepping forward, all right, let me just see this. Okay, I keep hearing you're a namesake, either first or middle name.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, who's the namesake, because I'm getting the namesake is stepping forward on the other side.
My grandma.
Okay, perfect. So she's stepping forward. And who's Rose? Is there a connection to a Rose or a Rosemary or Rosemary?
Not that I know of. I'll write that down, though.
Okay, wait a minute. Because sometimes the name Rose to me, when I see the word Rose, that can either be someone's name or it's a connection to some sort of plant or rose bush that was planted in honor of that female. So is there something planted in honor of your grandmother?
Again, not that I know of, but.
Okay. How does she connect or how do you connect to the month of August? Because they're showing me the number 8.
August, not in reference to her, but in reference to somebody else.
Okay, perfect. So then there's someone on the other side. Remember, if you were listening, I said sometimes loved ones will come through. They won't say, hey, I'm grandma or I'm Uncle Joe. They'll suddenly show me some sort of connection to either a birthday or something. Someone is stepping forward with the month of August, and I'm getting a very fast passing, something very unexpected.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Be a friend?
I'm sorry?
Be a friend?
I'm getting a very unexpected fast passing, but I was getting something connected to August. So that's either birthday or passing connected with August. I'm getting something very unexpected and tragic.
Yes, yes.
Do you connect with the accident, like a car accident? I'm getting impact to the chest.
Not with the August, but yes.
Okay, there's an impact to the chest I'm getting, but I'm getting a male connected to that.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, perfect. So that male is stepping forward. He's acknowledging being on the other, but he also shows me like I'm almost getting this wrong place, wrong time feel. So there's something about, and I'm getting hit twice. Was there something about he got hit twice? Because I'm almost getting hit, and then I'm ejected. I just get this impact two times. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because he kept showing me that he said he passed, and because he shows me passing on impact, but he said, I actually passed, he goes, on the first impact. He goes, not on the second. He goes, I didn't even feel the first one because his soul was taken completely out of his body. But he said, what ended up happening was, he said, my soul was removed from my body at the first impact. He said it had nothing to do with the second one. And I'm almost getting this feeling of he shouldn't have been there, or he shouldn't have been traveling that day, or I keep getting something about there was a choice for him to be traveled, or I keep getting there's a choice for him not to have been where he was hit.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'm not sure about that, but
Okay. Is there a P name connected to the male? Pete.
His middle name would be Peter.
Okay, perfect. All right, so then this is him because he's just perfect. So he's just validating that this is him because he says, I'm okay on the other side. He shows me being greeted by other family members on the other side when he crossed over. And is there like a Christine or a Christina? How do you connect with a CH name?
His name was CH.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Because he kept showing me CH and I didn't understand what he was showing me. Okay. So the Christopher or the Charles, the CH
That's
name,
the
he's stepping. Okay, perfect. He's saying that he's on the other side. He says, don't worry about me. He said, I passed with complete peace. He said, "There, I didn't feel anything. He said, I literally closed my eyes, and by the second on impact, my soul was taken out of my body. He said, I closed my eyes. He goes, the next second I opened it, he said, I was already seeing the second impact. That's how fast they transition over to the other side. They're actually sometimes spirit is able to see themselves in that moment when they open their eyes and they say, oh my goodness, this is exactly how it happened. And he also talks about all of the memorials, because he talks about his memory still being kept alive, and he says, thank you for the memorials, and he's specifically showing me like balloons or things being brought up into the air, and he says, thank you for the way that you all remember me, and he says, I'm watching out over all of you. So thank you so much, Kathleen, for calling in.
Oh, thank you.
And I hope this helped. Alrighty. Wow, I can't believe how fast this hour goes. We are out of time. But I want to thank our guest, Gina Simone, for joining us this evening. Gina, if our listeners would like more information about your work, is the best way to reach you through the website?
Absolutely. My number is there. You can email me, and the information is there, or you can send me a text message or call.
Okay, so one more time, guys, GinaSimoneMedium.com. You are awesome. You've got to come back and do this show with us again, because this was awesome. It was really a great show.
I can't wait. Thank you. Thank you to everyone for calling in. What a great organization. Let's keep supporting them.
Really, really great. I just want to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. Don't forget to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And also tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. In the meantime, I want to wish all of you a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.